Welcome to another episode of Creative Rising, my friend. I am Erin Youngren, your host, and I am recording this in our studio in San Diego, California, and I have a very special treat for you today. My guest on today's episode is Maddie May of Adventure Instead. She is an elopement photographer that has created an entire business around adventure elopements. And guys, the reason I'm having her on the show is because this year in 2020, elopements have become top of mind for so many of us photographers. In this episode, we talk about what to do with all of these new micro weddings, intimate weddings, small ceremonies that have cropped up because of the COVID pandemic. Now, elopement photography has been a wildly growing industry for the last number of years. So this is nothing new, but I know that for a lot of photographers, it is just now coming on your radar. And so I wanted to bring on the expert. Maddie shares so much valuable knowledge in this episode about how to become an elopement photographer, if that is something that you want to do exclusively. And we also talk about what it means for photographers that don't necessarily want to be elopement photographers full-time, but need to create some options for their couples that have had to postpone or cancel or move or just completely reinvent their wedding days. So no matter where you're at, this episode is going to be really valuable for you as you create a game plan for 2021. So let's jump right into it. Here is Maddie May. Maddie May, thank you so much for being here on Creative Rising and for being willing to share everything you know about elopements with our audience.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here, Erin. I'm super excited.
So you have somewhat of a unique story in that you photographed really big weddings for 5 years before you photographed your first elopement, and you completely fell in love with it. And that was when you pivoted your business and went all into elopements. And I'd love to hear more about that story. Like, tell me about the aha moment that you experienced during that first elopement. And what was it about that experience that made you decide to leave big weddings and go all in on elopement weddings?
Yeah, absolutely. I love telling this story. It's so fun. I've always wanted to be a wedding photographer probably since I was 16. It was a dream of mine to be a destination wedding photographer because I thought, you know, I didn't know that elopements really were a thing. I knew that I loved working with couples. I love helping couples have a really fun, relaxed time on their wedding day. I especially loved the part of when I was photographing big weddings, I loved the couples' portraits. I loved that moment, just kind of alone with the couple, helping them relax. And even if it was only like having 30 minutes of space to like breathe and just be just with the two of them in between everything else going on a wedding day. And I like just love the energy of those kind of moments with couples. But, you know, before I really knew that elopements were a thing, I wasn't quite able to totally put my finger on like what it was about big weddings that just didn't totally jive with me. And, you know, so I started photographing big weddings while I was still in college. So I went to university to do a business marketing degree. And I'm just like a total business nerd. And I love market research and data and numbers and all of that related to marketing. And I was, you know, really deep and doing this like big 120-page like business plan for my business as part of my honors thesis. I was a senior in college. And I was, you know, digging into these market research reports for the wedding industry. And I was looking at trends. And, you know, so I kind of had this feeling and this thought by looking at market research reports that like there was a big kind of shift happening in the wedding industry. Couples were, one, like the average marrying rate was going up. Couples were paying more for their own weddings because they were getting married older. They were making more of their own decisions about their weddings. They were cutting their guest list. They were becoming more small, less traditional. Like I was seeing that in all these industry reports. And I knew that from having photographed some kind of smaller, you know, weddings up in the mountains that I loved that kind of thing. But none of it was all kind of vague until I photographed my very first elopement. That was definitely the game changing, like aha moment for me was that specific day. I was hired by this couple. I think they were from Texas, and they called me up about 3 weeks before they wanted to elope out here in Colorado. like there are a lot of Texans that like to elope in Colorado, like a lot of Texans vacation here up to the mountains because it's pretty close and it's super beautiful and less hot. So, the really interesting question that they asked me that just like lit my soul on fire was like, where should we go? Will you help us find a location for us to get married? And that was the first time that I had that a couple had asked me that to help them find a spot for them to say their vows, which as a big wedding photographer, you know, I get hired to show up at a venue, which has already been picked. So like they already have a venue and a date booked before they hire me. And so this was like a very different type of inquiry that I hadn't really gotten or fielded before. And so I kind of had to draw on knowledge that was outside of my experience as a big wedding photographer and more of my experience as a Coloradan and an outdoors person and as a hiker. And, you know, I had done a lot of location scouting and created some like really adventurous engagement sessions for couples previously. So I was drawing on that experience and was so excited. I said, yes, absolutely. And I, you know, just scoured the whole state for all the most beautiful locations I could send them to elope. And they ended up picking a spot that I had found in Rocky Mountain National Park. And it was incredibly beautiful, super gorgeous. And that day just seriously just changed my life. Like they eloped at sunrise and like the mountains were like glowing pink. And it was just this couple and a handful of their friends and family members that were standing around them. And they were just surrounded by like 360 degree views of scenery. There was no venue. There was no planner. There was no like, you know, scheduled out by the minute increment timeline. There was no crowd of guests. There was no reception. There was just a distinct lack of like stuff and stress and just so much like intimacy and emotion. And like the whole energy of the day was so strikingly different to me than the big weddings that I had photographed, in the sense that the couple was just so free to be themselves. They were just like, so like this bride reminds me of like a 5-year-old, like running through a meadow barefoot. Like she was just so relaxed and like stress-free and carefree and so happy. I mean, they just enjoyed every single minute of their wedding day. Not just like a few moments here and there. It was every single minute. It just seemed like they were doing exactly what they wanted to do every single minute. You know, the handful of people that were there to support them, like none of them stole focus, made the day about them, created any drama or stress for the couple. It was just them in the scenery in the mountains. It was really just boiled back down to this day where the focus truly was about the couple, like these two people committing their lives to each other. And it honestly just, it was incredible to me. I just had never seen a wedding day like this in my whole career. I didn't even know that it was possible to have weddings in this way. And it just struck me so hard. And I just had this feeling of like, oh my gosh, like this is how I want to get married. And I had never had that feeling at a big wedding before. And I didn't realize that that was kind of odd, that like I hadn't ever connected to like the experience that I was seeing other couples have, like as an introvert and as someone who loves nature, like I would never want to have a big crowd of people around me when I was saying my vows. I wouldn't want anyone. Turns out I ended up eloping myself. I didn't want anyone to hear my vows. It was just us when I got married, and just the intimacy of it. And the freedom of location and being able to get married in just in a spot that, you know, that hadn't been the place that, you know, dozens of other couples had stood and also gotten married before. It was so unique to that couple and it was so private. And yeah, honestly, I just decided that day, like, this is it. Like, I actually don't want to go down this path of shooting these really big, high-end, bougie mountain weddings, because that's like what I thought like the quote top was that I was aiming for as a wedding photographer. I decided, nope, this is the top for me. Like getting to work with couples who are having these kind of wedding days that look so different, that are just about them and about creating an experience that's really reflective of their relationship that they get to enjoy every minute of. So yeah.
That if that doesn't make anyone want to become an elopement photographer, that description of that beautiful scenery and being in Rocky Mountain National Park, I mean, I don't know. Why are you a photographer? Like, that makes me want to just go and photograph these elopements, what you just described. That sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I don't blame you for going all in on elopements. Before we go any further, because there's so much goodness in there that you just talked about, and I want to dive into everything that you just said, but would you define elopement for us, because I think that word has so many connotations to it for different people, and people of different generations think of elopements differently. And we're in 2020 right now, when this term micro wedding has also become a lot more prevalent, where couples have had to redefine what a big wedding, what they want to do with their big weddings. They'll have a small ceremony this year, a big reception in 2021. So what would you consider to be an elopement versus just a small wedding or a micro wedding? Like, is there a definition or a boundary? Is there something that separates one from the other? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I love this question. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, having photographed weddings of all different sizes. And I agree. I think the term elopement confuses a lot of people. There's still a lot of kind of negative connotations around it related to it being secretive and shameful and just like a couple running off to get away from their family. You know, it's something maybe they didn't have approval for their wedding. Like, there's that kind of old definition of what an elopement used to mean, of just like running off to Vegas. It wasn't thought through. It's kind of ill-planned, last minute, cheesy, not the same caliber of kind of day. It's definitely not seen on par as a big wedding in, you know, to some people, and certain demographics definitely have strong kind of negative feelings about the term elopement for different reasons. And I know there's a lot of people that have also tried to define like elopement, micro wedding, wedding based on like just guest number size alone. And the thing is I don't think that, you know, I don't think that we're ever as an industry going to agree on like, okay, 20 person is this and like 30 person is that. And I think couples at the end of the day are also going to define their days how they see them. There could be someone who has a 30 person wedding day wanting to call it an elopement, and to them, that's what an elopement means to them. And other people having a 10 person day calling it a micro wedding or even a wedding, and that's how they're seeing their own wedding day. So I don't think that there's ever going to be a total cut and dry, universally agreed on definition of guest size of like, what is an elopement? What is a micro wedding? What is a wedding? But having put a lot of thought into this, for me personally, what I think the difference between a big wedding and an elopement is, and I think a micro wedding, you know, it could fit in kind of either camp depending on this definition that I'm about to go through. I've defined an elopement as an intentionally intimate wedding day where the focus of the day is about the couple. So kind of breaking that down, I think it's the focus part that really makes the biggest difference for me, and that struck me the most when I transitioned from photographing big weddings to elopements. For me, my experience photographing big weddings is the focus of a big wedding day didn't really seem to be much about actually just the two people getting married. It seemed to be the focus a lot on how are the guests doing? What's the guest experience? What is the family doing? Are we following the timeline? You know, what's going on with the caterer? You know, all of the stuff and the decorations and the bridesmaids and the bridal party. It seemed like there was a lot of distracted focus. It was like a lot of various different focuses of the day. And like the couple was in there. And of course, like the day is about, you know, celebrating them, but it just seemed to get like very distracted. And it seemed to be mostly about a lot of other things besides just focusing on the couple getting married. Whereas when I started photographing elopements, that's what was most apparent to me, was that it had really boiled down the purpose of a wedding day really being totally brought back to it really truly being about the two people getting married. Like, the day wasn't about the guest experience. It wasn't about following a timeline. It wasn't about it being perfect or looking a certain way or there being specific people there or the colors of the flowers or, you know, the bridesmaids or anything else. It, you know, nothing and no one was stealing focus from the two people getting married. Whether there was two people there or whether there was other people there, anyone who attends an elopement is on board with that and has to be on board with that as well for it to remain being an elopement. So for example, I have photographed, you know, a 15 person event in which a couple got married that felt exactly like an elopement. Every single person there was, you know, purely there just to support the couple. You know, no one created any drama or made the day about them. They were really just along for the ride and just like, hey, we're here to support you. Just tell us what you want us to do and we're there for it. Like, just, it was amazing. And I've also been at a 15-person event that felt exactly like a big wedding to me. There was, you know, a huge bridal party. There was three planners. It was at a venue. And it was just rush, rush, rush. Like, you know, we have to get let the caterer know what's going on. You have 10 minutes to finish these portraits type of thing. And it was like, it felt the exact same. There could have been 150 people there. I wouldn't have known the difference. So I think for me, it's the vibe and the intention and like the focus of the day that makes the biggest difference, in my opinion, between an elopement and a big wedding. And I think a micro wedding could really fit in either camp, depending on how that day ended up playing out. So in my opinion, I think somewhere around the 20 to 25 person range is when it kind of just gets too logistically complicated for a day to kind of remain feeling exactly like an elopement. I think that that's when it starts to turn into a wedding, in my opinion. But, you know, I think that, you know, it totally depends on the couple and who is coming and what expectations were set and what the intention of the day really is. So that's my definition of an elopement.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I feel like I can clearly internalize the difference between those two things. And you're right, I've experienced both of those days as well. I'm curious, with all the elopements that you do, because your company is Adventure Instead, and there's three of you that there's photograph for it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many elopements do you guys do in a year?
So this year, I think we're going to be doing around 100. I think we were going to do around 120 pre-COVID. But yeah, I think between the three of us, that's kind of 110, 120 is what we aim for with a full season with us three.
And then how many of those would you say have like just the couple and like you and that's it? Or how many of them, like, could you say a percentage of how many have more than that, like have guests that also attend? Is it pretty common to have more people?
Yeah, I would say in a normal year, it's probably half and half. It's probably half, you know, 10, 15 people about, and half just two people. I'd say that the normal year. I think this year we had probably 2/3 or 3/4 end up being just two person elopements due to it being more difficult for family and friends to travel and join couples for kind of small intimate wedding days like that.
And when you, as you've gotten to know your couples, and you said you yourself, you eloped, you're coming up on your 2-year anniversary this next January.
I am. Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What are the values that you think cause someone to choose to elope over having a big wedding? Like, why do you feel like couples are making this choice? And also, this year in 2020, big weddings have been completely disrupted. So I feel like photographers are discovering and considering elopements, some of us for the first time ever. But elopements, like you said, have been growing in popularity for a lot of years now. So tell me about this elopement trend among couples in recent years and how it's actually been growing significantly long before COVID. But along with that, why do you think more people are choosing elopements? And what are the values that are leading people to choose that over a big wedding?
Yeah, there's so many different reasons that couples elope. It's definitely not just one thing, but I ended up wanting to research this myself, like, again, going back to my marketing data loving nerdiness. So I actually ended up surveying over 200 couples because I couldn't find this information like researched anywhere else. And so I had an odd big audience of couples who were eloping and wanted to figure out that question, why, like, what is the biggest driving factor that's making you want to have a wedding day like this versus having a big wedding? So I asked a couple of questions in the survey, and one was like, why do you want to elope? And the other ones were like, why do you not want to have a big wedding? And it's really interesting to kind of get that all coded and like organized into like a set. And I actually kind of figured out like the top 10 reasons that couples do elope. And the number one reason really just goes back to the definition. The number one reason couples elope is to have a quote, like, just us experience. Almost every single couple said something to the effect of, we wanted a day that was just about us. Like, we wanted a day that was focused on us. We wanted an experience that was just, you know, us. Like, almost everyone said something to that effect. And so that's like the number one reason that couples elope, because there's a lot of couples that don't feel that big weddings are that anymore for couples, that it just tends to be about a lot of other things besides the two of them getting married. So that's like the number one reason why they've become a lot more popular. I mean, yeah, from in the last 5 years, pre-COVID, elopements have increased in popularity probably 4 or 5 fold in the last 5 years. You know, if you kind of look at Google Trends for the term elopement over the last 5 years, you'll see how much it was steadily and, you know, massively increasing before COVID. And then, of course, this year is just like spiked even higher. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of reasons to elope besides being forced to because you can't have a big wedding. But the second biggest reason, I'll just go through these quickly, is authenticity, like wanting to have a day that really feels like them. This was a big reason that I eloped, you know, because I'm an introvert. I hate parties and crowds and dancing and being the center of attention. Like, I honestly hate it. Like, I cannot think of a more not fun way to spend a day personally. That's just my own personality. Whereas like going on a hike with me and my partner, that is so us. That's totally real. That's really authentic to who we are. And so I just wanted to get married in a way that felt real, like that didn't feel like I was putting on this big fake performance for what, for like what purpose, for who, versus just, you know, getting married in a way that felt like us, that felt like true to who we were. And so I think authenticity is a big piece of it, because like just the act of putting on and planning and going through the motions of putting on a big event is just so out of the norm and not like authentic to a lot of couples. That just doesn't sound fun. And so that was like a big driving factor for me, for sure. That big second reason. The third is wanting really an intimate experience, something that's super intimate and intentional. Again, not wanting to be the center of attention. And, you know, also for elopements with guests, a lot of couples who are actually extremely family oriented and just like, you know, I just want to spend the day just with my parents and my siblings. And it's, you know, 8 people, and the amount of quality time that they get to spend together and having this day that's the focus of the day is on the couple. And it's just the very closest people to them that truly know them, and they get to spend all of their time with them versus having that time divided among them plus 200 other guests. Like, that's another really big reason for eloping, is wanting to have intentional quality time with like the handful of people who are there that really know and see the couple. And then kind of just moving through the rest of these quickly, you know, for less family drama, that is a big aspect of like couples wanting to decide to elope. I get asked a lot whether, and I think there's a big assumption whether like that couples elope because it's cheap and they like don't want to invest in their wedding experience. That's like a really big,
that comes up a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
that's a super big misconception, and it's a total myth. I will tell you, it is a complete myth about elopements. It's not a lack of wanting to invest in their wedding experience. It is not that at all. It is a difference in values. It's like, it's a difference in like what they value and like what they will invest in. Like, couples who elope make very different purchasing decisions, from what I've noticed, than couples who have big weddings. They tend to invest in experiences rather than things. Like, that's the difference. And like, they will invest a lot, and do invest a lot, in having an incredible elopement experience. My pricing has quadrupled since I photographed big weddings, you know. Like, I have couples that pay, like, I've been paid, you know, $18,000 for just photography for an elopement before, you know. And it's not about not wanting to invest or wanting to like cheap out, honestly. Like, there's some couples who, you know, don't like, there are cheap big wedding couples and there are cheap eloping couples. And like, there may be some couples who think eloping is a good cheap way to get married. That probably does exist. But my experience is that is not like, one, it's not in the top 4 reasons at all. But even when we get to number 5, like valuing experiences over things, it isn't that they don't want to pay for like the number value of a big wedding. They just don't see the point in like what their money is being spent on, like the decor, you know, the $80 plates of food for all these people they don't know. It's like, that just doesn't add up to them. That doesn't align with what they value their money going towards. Whereas if you can help them create in this incredible trip and this unbelievable experience that they will just be on top of the world for the whole day, like, they invest in travel, they invest in experiences, they invest in activities. And so if you can weave that into your service that you're providing as an elopement photographer, helping them craft an experience, you can be compensated extremely well as an elopement photographer. And, you know, my business is, I think our revenue this year will probably be, I think, like almost $700,000, and we'll probably push seven figures within the next year or two, probably just from elopements for the three of us.
That's incredible. And you guys do all-inclusive elopement experiences. Like, you help plan the entire day for your couples, correct?
We don't call ourselves planners because we don't book stuff on behalf of a couple. Like, I wouldn't say that we're not an all-inclusive package, but we do a lot of like planning assistance and consulting. We call ourselves elopement consultants, actually.
So we
actually trade, like, just submitted a trademark for that term, but side note. So we it's really like, you know, a couple's go-to personal elopement consultant. So we do location scouting and, you know, help them dream up activities and help them find the location. And we, you know, connect them with local vendors. They then hire those vendors themselves. Like, we don't provide like a, you know, an elopement package per se that's all inclusive and kind of cookie cutter, and like they don't get any choices. Like, as I know, there's a lot of companies that have sprouted up in the last couple of years that do those kind of elopement packages, which there's nothing wrong with those in particularly, but a lot of couples want to elope because they want to be able to make their own decisions that are true to them for their elopement, whereas kind of just signing up for a package can kind of take those away again, really. So we really love like creating customized experiences for couples. So it's a lot of consulting and like planning help and helping them design their day. So we just don't call ourselves planners specifically because like we don't book things on behalf of couples like a lot of planners do. So
you guys are really adventure oriented. I mean, you guys are all about like, you know, going to really beautiful locations. If a photographer is loving the idea of these elopements for all the reasons you stated and all those values, but they're not the kind of person that loves going into the mountains or hiking or the backwoods or anything like that, what would you say to that person that's wondering, how can I do this if I'm not super outdoorsy? What does that look like for me with elopements? Is there another, you know, way to go about this where it doesn't mean I have to be a wilderness guide?
Yes, definitely. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you asked this because it drives me crazy that everyone assumes that elopements have to be on the top of a mountain and have to involve hiking. There are just as many types of couples who want to elope as there are couples who want to have big weddings. So if you think about all the different niches and, you know, types of couples that want to have a big wedding. You know, there's so many different styles of big weddings, so many different brands created around all these different little micro niches in the big wedding industry. There are just as many of those opportunities in the elopement space. And the elopement space is newer. It's this like growing niche. It's not as established yet as the big wedding industry, but that's why it's so full of opportunity. And there's so much opportunity for photographers to come into this niche and like create their own little piece of it, you know, take out their own little slice of this pie, and the pie just continues to grow at this unbelievable rate. And, you know, like there are so many couples that it would not be authentic or true to them to get up at 2 a.m. and hike a mountain. Whereas for me, I do that all the time. And my couples love that too. Like, I have a very specific target market of like very adventurous couples, but that's not everybody. That sounds like a horrible day to some people. And like, I think there's so many opportunities for urban elopements or really luxury elopements that aren't roughing it and carrying backpacks up a mountain. Like, you know, I think it's, you know, because I've, you know, kind of helped, you know, grow this niche and, you know, several of the, you know, quote, top or seen as top photographers in the elopement space happen to be doing these adventurous destination style of elopements. I think there's become this assumption that that's the only way to elope. But if you go back to the definition, an elopement is just an intentionally intimate, meaningful wedding experience that the focus is about the couple. And that can happen anywhere and be any style, any length of day. You know, that could include so many different types of activities that are true to that type of couple. So, you know, you think about how many different styles of wedding photography brands there are, there's just as much opportunity in the elopement space. And I think there is, you know, it's going to continue to grow and continue to mature just like the big wedding industry has. And yeah, I absolutely do not think that, you know, elopements are, do not have to be outdoors. They do not have to be adventurous. They don't have to involve any hiking or guiding in the wilderness at all. Like, they can be like at the Ritz-Carlton. They can be in a couple's backyard. They can be, you know, in New York City. They can be like anywhere. They can be anywhere that is meaningful to a couple. It could be like the place that he or she proposed. Like, it could be any style of day that, you know, I really just encourage couples, and I think any wedding photographer could do this exercise as well if they like the idea of elopements but don't feel like the type of elopements I photograph really click with them, of just kind of thinking, okay, well, if you were a couple and if you were eloping and you just kind of thought about yourself and your partner and you could just dream up the most fun day ever. Like, you could do anything, go anywhere, like you're creating whatever kind of day you want from start to finish, from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. Like, what would be the most amazing fun day that you could have with your partner? And like, that is an elopement. And at some point in there, you can be somewhere that is inspiring to you, that you feel at home, and say your vows. And really, as an elopement photographer, you can create that type of experience wherever that is and whatever popped into your mind when you were thinking about that for a couple anywhere in the world. I mean, there are more couples than ever in the entire world aware of, you know, trying to think through how to get married with less people. There's never been more opportunity for photographers to help couples create these intimate, intentional wedding days than there is right now.
I love that. It kind of sounds like the Wild West in so many ways. Like,
it is, can, yeah.
this is an industry that is exploding right now. And so, like, I totally agree. There's so much opportunity. And I think there's a lot of photographers right now in 2020 that are wondering what the heck to do with their businesses, because these big weddings have been completely canceled out this year. So let's say you're a photographer in 2020, you typically shoot big weddings, you're loving this idea of elopements and really connecting with this idea of pivoting. But there's a couple of different scenarios that are going on. There's some photographers that really do want to keep doing big weddings in the future. And they, like, that's where they still want to stay, but they're kind of being forced to create some kind of elopement or micro wedding package for their couples for this year or next year or whatever. And then there's also the camp of photographers that are just completely rethinking their business from the ground up. And that pivot sounds fantastic. So let's talk about that first set of photographers that are kind of trying to figure out what to do with 2020 and how to do these elopements in somewhat of a temporary style. What do you say to them? Is that smart? Is that something they should do? And what advice would you have for those photographers in that scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely noticed that, you know, as soon as COVID hit, you know, so many photographers were in that position of just like, oh my gosh, like, the big weddings I have booked this year aren't going to be possible. You know, my couples are considering eloping. I've literally never had that thought ever. I don't know what to do with an elopement. Like, what do I price them at? What, how many hours, what does this even look like? I have a very big free educational group on Facebook called Weddings and Wanderlust. And I was just seeing that question pop up over and over. So I actually created a free challenge back in April. It's a free 7-day challenge, basically answering your exact question, which is, how do you very quickly pivot your business in 7 days to be able to answer that question that every couple is asking of, how can I still get married this year, even with the pandemic happening? I'm postponing my big wedding, but, you know, we don't want to delay actually getting married. We want to get married somehow, some way. And they're reaching out to their photographers and their vendors to try to figure it out. And so I created this free 7-day challenge. It's awesome. Totally suggest anyone go check it out. It's free. But I can kind of walk you through like what my answer to that question that I went through in this challenge. And really, it's about, again, like, first going back to, like, I think it's very important for photographers to understand what an elopement is and not be kind of bogged down by those myths and misconceptions that are really prevalent. And I think the number one biggest misconception that I remind photographers, particularly wedding photographers, all the time, is that elopements are still weddings. Like, they are still someone's wedding day. Like, they are actually getting married on that day, just like a couple having a big wedding. And for some reason, that is novel to a lot of a photographer's like, oh yeah, I didn't even think about it that way. Like, oh, it is a wedding day. Like, you know, you probably, as a big wedding photographer, have more knowledge of like what an elopement is than you think, because it is a wedding. It's just small. You know, it is a day that someone is getting married. It will be their anniversary date for the rest of their life. When they think back on the day that they said their vows to each other, they will be thinking about that day. And so the first day of the challenge is about defining what an elopement is. And like the day two is when I really drive home the idea of what an all-day elopement is, because that's one of the biggest misconceptions proliferated by photographers onto couples, is that an elopement doesn't deserve as much documentation as a big wedding, because they kind of mentally think of it more as just a couple's photo shoot, not a wedding, and therefore, you know, happen to usually offer just like 1 hour, 2 hours of photography coverage, which is selling both themselves and their couples like extremely short. And so that was like one of the main reasons I put out this free 7-day challenge, is I was seeing so many photographers like feeling forced to offer, you know, $800 2-hour elopement packages to couples, and like trading like the revenue that they could have had from like the same kind of revenue that they could have had for an all day elopement coverage as they would have had for a big wedding. And they're pushing that to next year. And, you know, they're really just selling themselves and their couples short. So I go over like how this concept of like all day elopement coverage. What do you do with a couple all day? What does it even look like? How do you then sell that and communicate that to a couple? But it's really important that a photographer first believes that, one, it is a wedding and that it deserves being documented just like anyone else's wedding day. And then coming up with activities and a whole day experience that they can help communicate to a couple and say like, hey, like, I know that this isn't how you imagine getting married this year, but this is what is happening, but you can make the best of it. You can have this most amazing day, and here's all these fun ideas. And like the challenge for that day is to like create an all day elopement timeline to then show to a couple, which is like a very powerful persuasive selling tool to help explain and help visualize to a couple what a really fun day for them could be. And so it doesn't have to feel like this sad consolation prize type of day. You know, the couple gets a better experience. The photographer is able to charge more because they are doing full day of documentation, and it's super fun and amazing. So, and then the rest of the challenge is like how to kind of start dipping your toe into kind of marketing the fact that you, even as a big wedding photographer, offer these like elopement experiences to couples who are trying to figure out a way to get married that year. How do you price elopements? And then, you know, how do you respond and like nurture elopement inquiry responses? So that's kind of what the challenge goes over. So that would definitely be my biggest suggestion for photographers who are finding themselves needing to be, quote, elopement photographers, but that's not their like end all be all dream, is to really get creative around how you can help a couple create an experience of a full day, and remember and remind them that it is their wedding day. Like, yes, they're probably still having a big party the following year, but just really kind of reorienting, like, this is your wedding day. This is the day you're saying your vows. That will be your day that you remember for the rest of your life on your anniversary, is the day you got married. Just like every other couple, like, let's make it awesome. Let's have a really fun experience. Like, hire a private chef, like, do multiple things, go to multiple locations, like, think of anything that you two would have so much fun doing together. You know, it doesn't have to just be this quick, like, sad thing. It can be this really amazing experience. Like, you can go all out for your wedding day in more ways than having 250 people there. So
I love that. And what's the name of the group to get inside that challenge again?
Yeah, it's called Weddings and Wanderlust Adventure Photographers. It's a big Facebook group. And yeah, the challenge is free and it's right in there.
Perfect. We will definitely put that link in the show notes, because I know there's so many people listening to this right now that are extremely curious and definitely needing that resource in order to pivot their business in this way to get through 2020. And is that also a great challenge for someone that is thinking about pivoting completely to elopements and wants to become an elopement photographer? Or is there a different resource that would be a better fit for them?
Yeah. So for photographers that are like, yeah, I'm sold. I want to become an elopement, like a full-time elopement photographer. This is my dream. I want to be able to learn how to build a business and create a service that is truly about helping couples who want to have these intimate wedding experiences that are about them. I want to learn how to create those experiences. Because the workflow is different and like the service is very different than for big weddings. They need to be priced differently. You know, the inquiry to booking process is different. And like the actual workflow of fulfilling and providing the service is totally different. Your marketing is different. The target market is different because couples value very different things. So, so I basically put everything that I learned from transitioning my business from 100% big traditional weddings to 100% elopements within 12 months into a full length course. I would call it like basically a full blown business course about how to build an elopement business. It's called the Elopement Photographer Course. And that is definitely hands down like the most thorough resource on like how to actually pivot and transition. There's, I think, 600 photographers who have it so far and have taken it and have like absolutely built their dream elopement businesses within 6 to 12 months from taking this course.
I love that. And we'll put that link in the show notes as well. And it's definitely like the resource you want to go to if you are really wanting to get into this elopement photography niche for sure. With COVID in 2020, tell me about your experience with this year in particular, since you're in such a unique position. It doesn't sound like, you've had tons of weddings cancel or postponed. There's been a little bit that's affected your business, but has your business grown because of all this? Has it, have you had more couples coming to you because of this pandemic? Tell me about your experience, about what it's been like.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I mean, like everyone else, March was a scary month for everybody. Like no one knew what was happening. There's no blueprint, no business really totally knew like and had all their policies figured out going into this. And having a team and having employees as well and wanting to make having that financial question mark. That was definitely stressful at the beginning. But from March to May, our inquiries tripled for elopements. So in a couple of months, we went from getting about 50-ish on average elopement inquiries a month to we're getting an average of 150 elopement inquiries a month right now. Actually, in wow. May, we got 280 elopement inquiries in May. It's been wild. Yeah, I mean, the overall like search volume of every single keyword related to elopements has increased since COVID. So that, like there's never been this kind of global awareness of people Googling everything, trying to figure out how to still get married with less people. And so it's been interesting, like the type of inquiries that have come in, the type of demand that's come in for like our business specifically. There's some couples that get in touch that are just like, low-key glad that they don't have to have a big wedding. They're like, this is the best thing ever. We've always wanted to elope, but we were getting pushed and pressured into a big wedding by our family. But now we can really do what we want. And we're so happy. And so we've booked and photographed quite a few of those this year. We've also gotten a lot of inquiries from couples who like really are super into their big weddings and they just want an elopement this year, but they're actually really sad about their big wedding being canceled. And it is sad for a lot of couples. I mean, I don't think having a big wedding is inauthentic to all couples. Like to some couples, that is their dream. That is exactly how they want to celebrate getting married. And it is really sad that they had to postpone it. I have a close friend who has now postponed her wedding 3 times, which is super sad. So I feel for that deeply. I think our target market of couples that we enjoy working with are couples who eloping is their dream. It is not their second best consolation prize type of wedding. They want an intimate experience and they align with those reasons I listed earlier from the get-go. And so I think there's the demand for elopements is spiking this year. I think it will probably lower slightly when big weddings are, possible to have again. But I definitely think there is going to be a huge lasting impact and lasting demand that comes out of all of this, which is a silver lining of 2020, I guess, for the elopement space. Just because in my experience, the last 5 years of shooting elopements, the biggest barrier to marketing is just a lack of awareness and knowledge of that eloping is even a thing. And that has just really dramatically changed this year. So like so many more couples than ever before know that it's an option, which is step number one to getting to do it. You know, half of my marketing efforts have always been spent on just raising awareness that it's a possibility and then selling them on me. So, you know, like the world is doing that for me really this year. So
when I look at your Instagram feed for Adventure Instead, when you're talking to your couples and your target market, you do a lot of educating on your feed about what does elopement look like? How do you handle family drama or people that are not, that are upset that you're eloping, or that, you know, how do you handle all of that? And so it sounds like all that education has been a huge part of your marketing. Can you tell me a little bit about what that education has been like getting over those hurdles of helping couples choose an elopement over their big wedding, and what are kind of the barriers that have existed there?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, you know, having noticed that, and like, I'm always like listening to our couples and like trying to come up with more resources that will help them through their whole process, you know, like even the emotional side of eloping, you know, because not everyone gets it. I mean, there were certain family members of mine that didn't totally get it. and so I would say, yeah, one of the biggest barriers to couples eloping is that societal and latent family pressure, even if they are so sold on it and they know that it's like what they want and the day that they're going to enjoy the most. A lot of, you know, again, it's like helping couples then educate their friends and family about like, this is not about excluding you guys. You know, we're eloping because we are introverted and we want like to be able to say our vows with no other distractions. And we want to be able to have this experience that, you know, like logistically, we just can't have with a whole group of people. We want a day that is truly focused on us and our relationship and our love. So I created a resource a couple years ago about like how to tell your family and friends that you're eloping. And I kind of just did and published out a big V2 of this resource of just like the 10 most common objections that friends and family have to couples eloping and like how to respond to them, which has been really cool to see the response of that, because like there are, again, like a lot of misconceptions around elopement. So like helping couples elope isn't just helping them understand it, but helping them navigate then like the social and societal pressures and family expectations around it, and helping them come to like emotional terms with their own decision. So I find it incredibly fun. Like I honestly love helping empower couples to make like the decision to get married in a way that is truly them. And like that goes well beyond like being a photographer. It, you know, we come alongside couples as like their friend and, you know, confidant and resource and person that they can ask questions and get advice from through the whole process, no matter what barriers they are facing.
Your whole brand has really been this study in what it means to be the guide and not the hero, in the words of Story Brand and Donald Miller. And
yes, I love that book. It's so good.
Yeah. Even if you are not interested in elopements whatsoever, like check out Adventure Instead for that reason alone, to see how well done it can be the guide and not the hero to your target audience and what that means on the marketing front. It's beautiful how you guys do it. So great job on really leading your couples through the experience and the journey.
Yeah, thank you. It's really fun. Honestly, our couples really are the heroes for sure. Like, and it is so fun to see that transformation process of, you know, them going, you know, a lot of the couples that hire us, like we're at one point finding themselves planning a big wedding that they didn't want. And then it's somehow, some way, frustratedly Googled something or were bored and scrolling through something on Instagram and like came across us. And it was this relief. It was this breath of fresh air, and being able to be that for couples and then like go through the whole cycle and being on an elopement with a couple and seeing the look in their eye when they see their location, you know, that they're going to say their vows in, and how just overwhelmingly beautiful is the photos in their location list didn't even do it justice. And they're just blown away. And it's just feeling so real. Oh my gosh, like we're getting married here. We're going to say our vows. This is happening. And just the emotion, like I can't even tell you how many like sunrises I've cried at with couples. Like it's incredibly emotional and intimate. And I've had experiences that just my personal experience as a big wedding photographer just couldn't touch, as far as like the emotional intimacy with couples. And, you know, a couple are just saying like, like, you literally helped us get married this way. Like, we couldn't have done it without you. Like, you are why we have this experience. Like, it's so deeply fulfilling to me. Like, it's exactly everything that I've ever wanted. And it's totally in alignment with my why and my values. Like, I just love creating safe spaces for couples for them to be themselves. And yeah, it is the best job in the world, honestly, Erin. I love it.
I can tell. And I've heard you say before that safe space for you is so important to you. Can you tell me a little bit about that, about what it means to you to create that safe space?
Yeah, definitely. So I did not grow up in a very safe home environment. My dad is a violent alcoholic, and there was a lot of abuse and trauma that happened when I was a child. And like, I first sought out safety just being in the outdoors alone, just like playing outside by myself. That was like my safe space when I was a kid. Like, that's kind of where my love of nature and like finding peace and comfort and solace in the outdoors came from. And you know, so that was another really big piece that clicked for me so hard when I photographed that first elopement. It's like, oh my gosh, like I feel so at home out here, and this couple feels so at home. And it's just that peace and solace and comfort of nature and being in the outdoors, and that being aligned with, like, you know, just this big like relief of like, oh man, like I don't have to invite my parents to my wedding. For me, that would not be safe for me. You know, my parents don't see me for who I am, and like would not be people that I would have their energy and presence at a day that's so important. Of like, I wanted to commit my life to my partner, just not having any energy around me that didn't, you know, that wasn't fully accepting of who I am and who we are and fully supportive of us. And, you know, whether or not you can relate to that kind of childhood, I think there's a lot of couples that can relate to just there being someone in their life, someone on their guest list that maybe they aren't totally, you know, don't totally feel 100% safe to be themselves around. And that's another really awesome reason to be able to elope. And I love, you know, working with couples from all sorts of diverse backgrounds and cultures, and a lot of LGBTQ couples as well, who maybe there's just someone in their life that just doesn't totally get them and value and accept them and their relationship. And just being able to say, like, we don't need that energy around us. Like, we can carve out this space that is totally about us and totally safe. Like, that makes me feel so fulfilled as an elopement photographer. Like, I love being able to tell couples, like, hey, like, let's do this. Like, let's create a day that is so you and so celebratory. Like, you can have an incredibly celebratory day, you know, even if there aren't 200 people there cheering for you. Like, I had a wedding photographer once tell me, they're like, well, aren't elopements sad? Like, isn't it just like a sad day because there's no one else there? And I was like, what? No, like, I can't even express like the unbridled joy that I've experienced, because it's just so free and relaxed, and there's no stress, and they are be able to be exactly who they want to be and do whatever they want and say the words that they want and not feel like they have to edit their vows because of who's listening. And it's incredible. Honestly, I love it.
Is there anything else that you would like to share about elopements or becoming an elopement photographer that you haven't had a chance to share yet?
Yeah, there's one thing related to this really big passion project I've done over the last 10 months. You know, and it kind of relates to how much this niche has grown. You know, there's so many more photographers and couples like seeking the outdoors and kind of being in outdoor spaces and photographing in the outdoors and photographing weddings and elopements in the outdoors than there ever has been. And that demand, you know, has increased steadily over the last 5 years and really increased this year. And I think what's been lacking a little bit in the conversation is like being able to talk about how we can, as wedding and elopement photographers who are bringing couples to public lands, make sure that we are doing it in a sustainable way, that we are not damaging these beautiful environments that we're taking couples to. And so I reached out to the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics, which is a educational nonprofit based in Boulder, Colorado, about 10 months ago, and asked if they could help me create a collaborative course about how to leave no trace for photographers. And if anyone doesn't know what Leave No Trace is, it's very simply like a set of ethical principles and best practices about how to enjoy and experience the outdoors in a way that is sustainable and make sure that they stay protected and don't get damaged and destroyed. And so, you know, it's based on 7 principles. And so I also reached out to Annie Graham and Gabby and Brandon Fox from the Fox of Photography, and the 4 of us plus the head of education from the Leave No Trace Center sat down and we created this really amazing collaborative course together, which is a totally not-for-profit course. All of the proceeds are going to the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics. And it is an amazing course. It's about how to infuse, you know, outdoor ethics into your whole business, into, you know, how to location scout in a way, how to share locations with couples and help educate them on how important it is to not cause damage to these environments that we're taking couples to. And why this matters so much to photographers is, you know, along with the increase in popularity I've seen with elopements and with also, I will also say, like, engagement sessions happening in national parks and state parks and other types of public lands is, you know, there not being the same, you know, demand and increase and awareness of like how important it is to do this sustainably. So there's been a lot of locations like damaged and needed to get closed and restoration barriers popping up and like permits being instituted in places that there didn't used to be, and permit costs is cost doubling and tripling and getting restricted. Like Rocky Mountain National Park, the place that I photographed my very first elopement in, has now reduced their permits for weddings that are even available by 95%. Like, it is becoming very difficult, very inaccessible, and it will just keep happening, and we'll just not be able to photograph weddings, elopements, and sessions in these beautiful locations if we don't come together as a community and talk about this in like a shame-free way. I'll say it's a very shame-free course. I know there's a lot of shaming that's happened in the name of Leave No Trace, which is not at all what it is designed for. Like, Leave No Trace Center is very against shaming. And so I'm really excited about this course. Like, when you watch the course, you pass the quiz at the end, which gives you an official Leave No Trace Aware photographer badge, and also this 25-page client guide that's this really friendly, helpful resource you can send to your couples about why it's so important, and like really awesome tangible tips of how they can leave no trace with their whole wedding planning experience. Usually a planning guide, which is really cool. And then also like a contract clause from Paige Griffith, the legal page, which is a clause that you can stick in your contract, just kind of indicating that you and your couple will adhere to outdoor ethics if you're taking couples to public lands, whether that's for a session or a wedding or elopement. So I think this is a really important conversation to have as more photographers are taking couples into the outdoors. And so, yeah, definitely check out this course. It's awesome. And it's $95 and it's all for the Leave No Trace Center. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's not expensive whatsoever. I love that you guys have made it so reasonable, and I love that it is a not-for-profit effort. So take advantage of that for sure. And thank you for being so mindful about the sustainability of this growing industry. That's so important. And I really respect that you and your team are making those steps. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for all of us. I want to be able to like take couples back for like 5 and 10 year anniversaries, and these places still look beautiful. So
absolutely. When, you know, after they've been married for 30 years, like they want to go back to the place that they got married and have it still look just as beautiful, if not more beautiful than the day that they said, I do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thank you for being a part of that initiative and a part of speaking up about that as well.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me talk about it. I'm excited.
Thank you so much for sharing your heart so openly with our audience and for sharing your knowledge. This is the kind of podcast where I really want to focus on actionable steps and what it's really like to run a photography business. So that's why I was so excited to have you here sharing with our listeners today who are just reeling from this pandemic. But I know that there's a lot of photographers out there that their hearts are being opened up to new possibilities because of what you've been sharing with our industry.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps someone out there, and anyone's feel free to reach out to me. You can DM me on Facebook and ask questions anytime.
Yes, definitely. I'll have all those links in the show notes so you can check out more from Maddie Mae and Adventure Instead. Adventure Instead Academy is where you can check out her course that she mentioned if you are really excited about the possibility of becoming an elopement photographer. So Maddie Mae, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Erin. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Creative Rising. I hope you got so much valuable information out of this interview with Maddie Mae. I know I did, and I have learned so much about elopement photography from her and her resources. Definitely go check out her Facebook group, Weddings and Wanderlust. The link will be in the show notes. And then if you want to become an elopement photographer, there's no better course than her course, Adventure Instead Academy. That's where you're going to find that course and all that information. That's also where you'll find information on her Leave No Trace course, which is super important and valuable if you want to become an adventure elopement photographer. Again, all of those links will be in the show notes for you to check out. Regardless, go look at Maddie Mae's marketing materials, her Instagram, her website at Adventure Instead. See what she does to educate her couples, because I really, really appreciate how she leads her couples through this journey. There is so much for us to learn from the brand and the business that she's created, whether or not you want to do elopements. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I am so excited for the next few episodes of season 4 as we round out the last episodes of this year. Thank you for being a dedicated Creative Rising listener. And as always, if you enjoy these episodes, especially if you're binging these episodes, then go leave a review for us. That is how we find other amazing listeners just like you. And you guys know I am a huge believer in dreamies. And so if you're listening to this episode right now, you are one of my dreamy listeners. So share this with your other dreamy friends, other wedding photographers that you think would get so much out of these episodes. That's how we get the absolute best listeners, is when cool listeners like you share this with all of your amazing wedding photographer friends. All right, guys, I will see you in the next episode of Creative Rising.